We are continuing reading from the Sefer Kitvun Lidorot, which is again the history of all the Shtarshalus of the Kitvei Ariza. We're on page now Mem Beis 42. In the middle of this piece over here, V'yotze lanu mizeh shlosha sfarim elu shechilkam ma'ochozal kol echalivado. Hem shonim b'tchunotam. ועוד, כי שני ספרים הראשונים הדושי אריזל עצמו, אלא כתובים בסגנון המבורר ומורחב של מדור בטרה, ואילו הספר השלישי יקרו הוא ספר סיכומים ומסקנות שכתב הרב חיים ויטל זל, ממה שהשיג והשיג מדרוש רבו זל, כמה נושאים קשים ומתאספים סותחים בריבוי אשמתות מהם. So again, this is a reminder of ourselves, what we're speaking about over here is the three ספרים of Otzot Chaim, קהילת יעקב, ואדם הישר. These are with the ספרים that we found from the Geniza. Avraham Azulai gave over to Rav Yaakov Tzemach. He gave him the ספרים to publish and to not only publish them. He did a tremendous amount of work in Yegiyah to make order and to publish them the way they are. So he states over here that the two ספרים are from the Arizal himself, and the third one is a sikumim. Is a sikumim of all the sugyot. Now, shuv reiti, says Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, she'achen kidavareinu muvar lehedya b'loshnod Rav Chaim Vital b'akdamah tov l'sefer Otzot Chaim v'kilat Yaakov, v'hu she'borosh l'sefer Otzot Chaim k'tav Rav Chaim Vital v'zeh l'shon. So this is the lashon of Rav Chaim Vital, it's as follows, in ha'akdamah to Otzot Chaim. Ha'akdamah achat kolelet min ha'ensof ad ze'ampim. That I'm writing to you a general introduction from which starts from the Ensof until Zam. Atkan. Umilim ktzarim kluim elu lehagdir Rav Chaim Vital zat en ma'ut sefer ze. Shu oseg besed ishtashalut. So clearly, the first line of the Sefer tells us he's going to tell us about the ishtashalut of all the parzuf and all the worlds. Olam bagdamato lepanim lidapim ktanim mifuzarim shemehem erech rav Yaakov Tzemach zatzal v'sefer kilat Yaakov ketav Rav Chaim Vital zatzal. ואלו הם הדרושים ששמעתי ממורי רב הקדוש הרב רבן יצחק לוריה אשכנזי זצ"ל, ובכל דרוש ודוש בספר זה יש בו הקדמות כללון שונים זה מזה שכל אחד מהם נושא בפני עצמו פרטי עשר ספירות דאביה פירוש אח אמפים ואבא ואמא ואוזון, ועלה דעתי שלא להפחיד ולחלק דרושים ולשדה הקדמותו בכללים כל אשר בכל דרוש ודרוש מהם, כל הקדמה והקדמה בפני עצמו לשדה עשר ספירות דאביה, פירוש עלתה, הסכמתו של חיים ויטל זל לא הפחיד הדרושים האלו, לחלק נושאים בכל דרוש וכל נושא ונושא בפני עצמו, ולהניחו במקומו ספר אוצרות חיים, העוסק בסדר השתלשלות, במקומם. במקום ששייך אותו נושא שמוסיף או מפרש איזה ידיעה או הקדמה באותו פרצוף, אלא החליט להניח דרושים כלולים אלו בשלמותם כפי קבלם. Because we have to understand that Rav Chaim Vital made his Sfarim with tremendous, tremendous Chochmah. Okay, we're right now on page Mem Dalet. That with tremendous Chochmah he made it. That in some Sfarim he went into depth. Some Sfarim he left it as general knowledge. And again, we know anybody seriously learning into the Chochmah Kabbalah has to learn the overview of the system in order to understand that, in order not to get lost in all the details. There's a tremendous amount of details over there. Now, the Sefer of Otzot Chaim, which is speaking about right here, is for that purpose. That purpose is to give the student this introductory outlook to the greater system in order not to get lost in the Pratim. That was the whole tafkir of the Chokhmah, of Otzitz Chaim. That's important to know when you want to start which sefer of the Kitva Ariza to learn from. It's often advised to start learning from the Otzitz Chaim, which one of the basic, gives you the basic outline of the system. And then he writes, "Ki ze ye nekel be'ena me'ayin ma'hem nimtzua b'hem divrei chafetz." And because this will give you all those who want to see into the system and learn in the Kabbalah will give them a good way to start. Pirush, she'im aya machlid lehefech, da'ainu lafchid nosim bekol drush v'lesadram kulam al sede yishalshlo b'sefer she'b'sefer osot chayim, ba'az aya mekel me'od ala lomed l'ma'ayin nimsot divrei chafetz b'nekel. Dava divur al ofanav ויהודיבה התורה עשירים במקומם. עולם לא הסכים לעשות זאת, אלא להניח דרושים כוללים אלו בשלמותם כפי קבלם מרבו והטעם, כי אכן זכלתי ואירה לפי שיש בדרושים אלה דברים רבים אשר הרואה אותם יחשוב שהם דברים מנגדים זה זה, ולאפס פניי לא היה לי זמן אחריי שומעם לשאול את פי מורי זצר, רב זצר. ינחני במעגלת צדק הדרושים האלה, וסלקם להרים מכשול השבהם למען דלא יעל ונפק. ואם יצא אדם להמעיק עין מחשבתו בהם, להעמידם על הנכון, מי הוא אשר ערב על ליבו להוסיף לגרוע, כמה לאותו הקטנה אשר לא שמע ולא קיבל מרבו. כי עוונו הגדול מנסו כנזכר בהקדמת הזוהר, כנזכר בזוהר פרשת יתרו פסוק ולא תעשי לך פסל, במקומות זולתם אשר רואה דברי הזוהר, ההמה תסמר שערות בראשו, בשרו. וכנזכר בדרוש הרבות בראש פרשת בראש של הפסוק, תמלאנה שפתי שקר דבורות על הצדיק. Okay, it's going on and on here. So let me just explain to you what's doing here. So the pshat is that the question is really, why didn't Rav Chaim Vital make it much easier to understand Chochmah to Emet? Because a lot of these Svarim, besides Otzitz Chaim, which is very, very unique, that it gives a very special order, and it gives you more or less the order of the system, but the other Drushim are not like that. They're really Mufuzah, Mufurad, everywhere. It's a little bit here, a little bit there. The subjects jump from back to forth, and so on and so forth. So says Rav Chaim Vital, the truth is I could have made order out of them. But the truth of the matter is I did not have enough time to get all the sfekot and all the stirot and all the answers I wanted myself from the Ariza, because since I only learned within 1 year and 10 months. And therefore I decided to leave the Dushim as I heard them from the Pi, from the mouth of the holy Ariza himself. And order that some people should not come back and say to me that, look, there's a stira, this and that, you know, there are confusions over here. But rather they should understand that this is exactly the way I heard it. I did not add not one idea of myself in order to confuse the issue whatsoever. And if a person finds there's a stira, a contradiction, they should relate it back to the Arizal and understand that Arizal obviously knew what he was talking about. It's just because of a chisaron in us, in order that we were not able to get to the depth of what he was talking about. Rather, if I had changed the order, people could say, you know, I didn't understand it, or I wasn't nachz l'diyuka, or I did not realize that there was a stira. So rather, in order not to get into that all complicated situation, I left all the dushim as they were. Okay? So that is the major difference between Otzitz Chaim and all the other pirushi, all the other dushim. Okay, so let's continue. And then he says, "Balken alata haskamti shelo leasif shelo liguah kimal nima." I then have decided not to add anything, not to change anything. I feel be in a seder, even the seder which I heard it from him, I did not change. That's why it looks like it's all before, because that's the way I heard it. That's where the Ariza chose in his great wisdom to teach it over to us in that particular order. Be'atzmo kasheh shemati mipir amori zal. פירוש שבאחר שאי אפשר לירד בסוף דעת רב להבין הבור יום הדרושים כמסר ולישב סתירות שנראים בהם ממלא אם יחל כמדרושים האלה יסד המנוסים נוסים כולם בתוך הספר אוצות חיים ויסד רם נוסים כולם בתוך הספר אוצות חיים לסד השתשלות שאז היה תועל מרובה היה במוקם טעות, ולהרבות בשמועות סותרות, כי קשר דרושים כפי שנמסרו, הם מועילים להבנות נושאים הפרטיים בכל דרוש בפני עצמו, ואם נפרדים מנסי לקשר, יעמוד על כל נושאים עצמו, יכול להיות שלא יובן. ועוד, so therefore, even though what I could have done is that I could have opened up the Sefer Otzot Chaim and put all the additional dushim inside of there to make everything understandable. For example, if you're talking about the Shaar Atik, so in Shaar Atik I would put all the details which apply to Atik, the Shaar Arich and Shaar Zan, in all the different Shaar Tanta, Shaar Rafah, all the different Shaar Anach, I would have put everything, all the details which need to be understood there, so everybody could understand it very carefully, very easily. But rather that would leave to the Talmud coming up with various contradictions in the writings of Rizal. So therefore, I prefer to leave it as it was. Ve'od yita be'avanato shelo neda ech lasod davar ze bli shetetze takala. Ve'lachein nimna melechalek adrushim. And therefore, because I don't want anybody to come out with any mistakes or to be led to think a wrong shot in Arizal, therefore, for that reason, for those two reasons, I left it as they were. אבל כדי לתקן הדבר להרבות בתועלת שהלומד בספר אוצות חיים על סדר שלנו יכול לענות גם מאיזה בקיאות הנמצא בדרושים אלו הנוגעים לאותו סוגיה, כן תיקן זה באופן אחר, ברור, ואחר כך אחבר מורה מקום כל הקדמה בפני עצמו כדי להקל על המעיים בחיבור זה. Okay, so therefore that's why he left the ספרים as they were. עד כאן השאלה. That all was the lashon more or less of the רחיים ויטל. So he says רב יעקב, ולאפי אני אז דעת ידבורים מוכחים מביאו לשון זה כמו שכתבנו. It's exactly as I explained, כי שניים רבו נתקע שיטי בהבנת דברי המורחיים זצל. Right? שנים רבות נתקע שיטי בהבנת דברי. For many, many years, I found the words of המורחיים איתם very difficult. I did not understand what he was talking about. מה הוא רוצה לומר? What does he want to tell us over here? With this long הקדמה we just read. הרי אני רואים, because we see, בכל כתבים שלו, we see from all his writings, שכן שינה לשונות ודרושים זה וזה. He changes from sefer to sefer, the way he's writing. He's basically writing all the same thing. So why is he changing all the different lashonot? He call echad to sefer mugrat, and sometimes he adds a bit more, and sometimes he leaves out some. What's going on here? וכן הסדר השערים, הפרקים, הנושאים, משתנים מזה וזה, וכל ספרים, וכל המדורות. We find sort of these contradictions. We find a bit less here, a bit more here. Some explains more, some explains less. אבל כוונתו כאן כנעל. But the truth is this what was exactly his kavana. Shebal natzel, he came to save, v'namek tamo lama echlit shelo lechalek anosim v'inyanim apratiim b'sefer Kilat Yaakov. Why did he not make it simple for us and to split all the inyanim in Kilat Yaakov, but osifam mishulavim b'mkomam Sefer Otzot Chaim. That means instead of making two books, you should have made just one large sefer called Otzot Chaim, which Otzot Chaim again has the main seder of Seder Shtashlut, and put in all the various details that we'll find in the other sefer called Kilas Yaakov. But again, for the reasons that were given, because he did not want to for us to come to the erroneous maskanas in the Arizal. ואין לפנים בהקדמה רב יעקב צמח וספר עדות ביעקב. So רב יעקב צמח says in his Sefer Be'ez of Yaakov, in the same way we did, that we just read out the Akdama, he writes over there, His idea was to bring it all together, all the three books together. And he writes as follows, Ra'iti shehubam ki kulam hem biur lekitzad drushim ba'akdamat gedolam. And really, I've gone through it many times, and I understand them. And basically, those three svarim, the Otzot Chaim, Dush, and Kilat Yaakov, and the Adam Yasha, are basically telling you the exact same things in various forms, various hagdamot of the Kabbalah system of the Arizal. V'pirish hu kavanot bechiburav na shirotzono lechaber shlosh tzvarim ahem biyachad. So I just skipped the library. Ra'iti shirubam ki kulam hem biur leketzad drushim b'akdama gdola. I see that they are a large, very large introduction to the system. So Rav Yaakov says as follows. From those words I see, pirush devara. Shadrushim b'akdamot elam sedei shtashalut. They are not, the akdama, the introduction, is not really the sedei shtashalut of the way they came about. V'aynu, hen drushei kilat Yaakov, whether it's talking about kilat Yaakov, or hen drushei Adam Yasha, harem achavad bihur nosim p'chati'im shebesed ishtashalut v'shinibar b'sev ha'otot chayim, v'shaychim o l'drushei ha'achampin, o l'drushei abav ima, o l'drushei zun. ולכן הניחם בספר הנעל סביב לדיבר אוטוס חיים. So the Otzot Chaim was the main one which had the main shtashlut, and the rest are just complementary to it. וכאין אל פירוש אליו אין שם בדוק. כי הדברים מורים מפורש כמו שכתבנו בסייעת דשמיא. Again, going back to the same point, is that the reason why all the svarim were not included, even though they're very, very similar, because they're bringing different facets of the exact same thing, but rather, Otzot Chaim is the main one which will give you the Seder Devarim, and the other svarim are rather complementary hagdamot, introductions to the many details, and the reason why they weren't put together, in order not to come to erroneous maskanas, for that reason. Okay, so we'll stop here for now. Mr. Shem will continue next time we meet.